Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
The time has come. We're going to find out whether all that hype about Pembroke M1, could they get Blaze today and get headship at the same time? Let's go and find out. Moena, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and I'm here on Grassy Corner, and the cannon has just gone for the final division of May Bumps 2015. So in this division, we have Keys M1, who, as you have said, are on for headship and Blaze, followed by Pembroke M1. And Lady Margaret M1, Downing Jesus, First and Third, Queens, Clare, King, St. Catharines, Peterhouse, Christ, Emmanuel, Churchill, Magdalen, Selwyn and Fitzwilliam. And Pembroke M1 in this division are on for Blaze, and they are just coming up towards me, coming round First Post Corner now. And Keys, obviously, incredibly talented boat club, known for having dominated the headship for the last few years. And they are putting in, as can only really be expected of Keys M1, they're putting in a beautiful row. Blaze all hitting the water at the same time, going at probably a slightly lower rate than Pembroke, whose blade work is a bit more scrappy. They're having to take a lot of dirty water from Keys. Pembroke has, however, gained significantly, and it is probably half a length between the two. Keys have put in a lot of crew changes this year. And Pembroke going strong as they go into Grassy Corner. I'm sure you can hear the crowds really are going absolutely ballistic as they go around the corner. I'm just going to shuffle down slightly so I can see if there's any sign of them having got that. But no, it is still just out of canvas. I've got Maggie rowing past. Maggie in a beautiful new M-Pack as well, which they've just bought. Followed by Downing M1. Followed by Jesus, who are on station or thereabouts. Then I've got First and Third, again, on station with Jesus. Both going into Grassy, Jesus gaining slightly on Downing M1. First and Third having dropped to about, I'd say, probably about 2 lengths. And there is some action going on between Clare and Queen. So we're down to 8, down to under a canvas. If they're going to catch them, it's going to be any... Queens are pulling away as we go into Grassy Corner. Two very good lines taken by two very, very skilled coxes. And Kings on station with Clare coming up behind. And Clare still not having caught Queens. Peterhouse coming up close behind St. Catharines. I'd say it's probably half a length. And let's see what's going on in Ditton Corner.
Thank you, Moena. As you can hear the crowd behind me, this is the most incredible atmosphere I've seen. Interesting, we've got 3 gazebo marquees by Keith Mozart, but right next to them are Pembroke, which is incredible because on the river we have Keys M1 being hunted down by Pembroke. They're keeping station, and it looks like Keys have settled into a good rhythm. I think Pembroke tried to get a very fast start to see if they could stop them. And as you can hear in the incredible chanting. Then we have this battle between Downing and Maggie. But I'm going to pass down to you, Moena, as Jesus looks to be hunting Downing.
Yeah, so things got so exciting down here that I actually managed to hang up on the phone, which wasn't my best thing. However, Emma has just caught Christ, and I'm here with both crews now. And we have got we've got Robinson closing in on Fitzwilliam as well. Everyone out here, as you can hear, it really is crazy here on the bank. Selwyn closing in on Magdalen as they come up to Ditton Corner. I'll see if I can get any interviews down here.
To Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Well, thank you, Moena. Over here, we've just had a bump. Jesus M1 has now bumped Downing M1. They are moving over to the side. First and Third have had to avert around to avoid that. I'm going to throw up to Juan. Are you on the long reach? Can you see what's going on at the top of the division?
Do you know if they want to go on the radio?
Want to go on the radio?
Yeah,
something meaningful.
Rich! Hello?
Yes, I...
Yes, I won. I'm up on the long reach now. I'm just right at the end of the long reach. And just going past me now is Key. And to be fair, they've got about two or three lengths on Pembroke. So maybe the talk of the Pembroke blade and getting head ship was a little bit off. But you never know. There may be a miracle in that lane. And we certainly have made the miles on it. Well, now we're going to go back to Jill.
Tim.
Thank you. We've got two really interesting cows here. Claire M1 are getting ever closer to Queen's M1, and Peterhouse M1 are getting ever closer to St. Catherine's M1, and I think that is now a bump. I'm going to call it. Peterhouse M1 have bumped St. Catherine's M1. Claire M1 are closing down on Queen's. We may be seeing them there. And it's almost the very bottom of the division. Selwyn are closing in on Morley M1. As the whistle past me, it is so intense. Juan, what are you seeing up on the long reach now?
Yes, well, I'm just seeing the third boat clear the course. And it looks as if there are going to be three rovers there. So, unfortunately for Pembroke, it doesn't look like they're going to get their blades. Just looking down the river, we've got Queens being hunted down by Clare. So there may well be a bump in the offing there. Just about a length between them, half a length even. So we'll look to see what happens there. And with that, I'm going to go back to Joe.
Thank you, Juan. I'll try and give you the bumps as I've got them before I pass out to more winner. I think Keith are running over, Pembroke are running over, Lady Margaret running over, Jesus bumping Downing, Claire possibly bumping Queen,
okay.
Peterhouse definitely bumping Catherine. More winner, what's it looking like down on Grassy?
I'm here with a very, very excited Emma M1 who have just bumped Christ, and they're just putting the finishing touches to their foliage. I'm here with two of them at the time being. Okay, you're both live on camera, fam. Please do not swear.
Okay.
How are you feeling having finished the race and got bumped?
Happy.
Pretty elated.
Yeah. It was a long time coming. On day one, we rode over behind them, really close. Day two, we didn't quite get them. But it wasn't quite the week we wanted, but we got the results today, and that was great.
Yes, that's two of the crew. I'm going to see if I can get all of them and get a big shout from Emma, but they really are, they're all celebrating the most. So, Joe, I'll throw back to you.
Thank you. I'm going to pass up to Juan. It must be getting pretty dicey up there. What's it looking like on the long reach, Juan?
Well, it looks as if there might well have been a bump between Clare and Queens, but I'm just looking now. I'm pretty much right underneath the railway bridge, and it looks as if they're going to clear the course. So again, where there might well have been a bump on the long course, we're going to get quite a few rovers, which is slightly disappointing for a game who expected a lot of action, but never mind. Behind them, we've just got Selwyn, who are chasing down Magdalen, and again, there's about half a length between those two, but it just doesn't look like they've got enough course to be able to make the final jump and get the bump on them. So that's all I've got up here, and for that I'm going to go back to Joe.
Thank you. Okay. Whew, let me try and gather my breath. Let me see if I can run on the last reserves of energy, and I'm going to try and call some results before we possibly pass back to the studio unless we have some interviews. I'm going to say that Keys have kept headship. I believe Keys have rode over. Pembroke looks to have rode over. Lady Margaret Hall appears to have rode over. Jesus, I'm calling it as a bump on Downing. First and Stearns, I believe, have rode over. I'm calling the bump. Claire has bumped Queens. Kings have rode over. Peterhouse, I'm calling that bump. They've bumped St. Catherine's M1. Then I'm just going to check with Morwenna. Morwenna, is it the case that Emmanuel has bumped Christ?
Yeah, Emmanuel have bumped Christ. And I'd like to apologise to any listeners, because I think I might have called it the other way around earlier when I was on air. But yes, that's correct. Emmanuel have bumped Christ.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
And as we expected from the commentary, Keys M1 have retained the headship of that division, and indeed of all divisions. They are at the top. They rode over. Pembroke also rode over. Lady Margaret rode over. Then Jesus M1 bumped up on Downey M1. First and Third, Queens, Clare and Kings all rode over. Peterhouse bumped up on St. Tat, Emma bumped up on Christ, Churchill, Magdalen and Selwyn all rode over, and Robinson, the sandwich belt, managed to bump up on Fitz. So that means I think that St. Cat's and Fitz both have spoons, and those are the results.